You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason, Don Day of Day Weather on the phone line. Don, I hear it's really cold out where you are, and while I'm concerned about that, I'm more concerned about whether it'll be really cold here or not. Tell me about the weather forecast.
Well, certainly the cold weather that's moved into the northern plain states and the east slopes of the Rockies is going to have some impact as the colder air gets pushed east later on this week and into the weekend. Any really big, significant warm-up, any spring warmth folks are wanting, be very hard to get, as it looks like most of the nation's midsection will average below normal temperatures over the next week.
And how far below?
Well, the coldest air will be centered over the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska. We're looking at temperatures there that will be as much as 10 degrees below normal. Now, as you go a little further east, the air will modify some, so Illinois, Iowa, Missouri will see below normal temperatures, but as you get into Indiana, Ohio, the eastern Corn Belt will be a lot closer to normal. So it'll be those western areas that stay cool. Now, one benefit is where it's cold, they are getting rain and snow, and these cool temperatures will keep evaporation rates down. So those areas that are dry are going to be able to keep some of that moisture.
Let's talk a little bit about the rainfall that has fallen and what will come. I watched some of the storms make their way. I thought they were going to come through here. They did not. Make their way northward through parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and on into Wisconsin over the last couple of days. How much rainfall did they get, and what's yet to fall across the Midwest?
Well, many areas, a half inch to upwards to an inch and a half of precipitation that came in the form of both rain and snow. There'll be some more here over the next 24 hours in the Dakotas and portions of Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Some areas of South Dakota and some areas of Nebraska just received the best precipitation they've seen in weeks with this recent storm. So good news for those folks. And as we get into as early as Thursday, Wednesday night into Thursday, there will be a line of showers and thunderstorms moving through the Corn Belt, so there is some precipitation for the Midwest coming.
Have you been watching other parts of the world? I'm thinking in particular of China and the weather forecast there. They have the second largest corn crop in the planet yet to be put into the ground.
Yep, and they are a little cooler than normal as well. While not as cold as the United States, there are still some areas of Eastern Asia, China, that are going to be looking at colder than normal temperatures and some pretty good chances for some spring precipitation. So similar to the U.S., precipitation doesn't look bad, but a little bit on the cool side.
That's Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for a Tuesday afternoon. Be sure to visit our website tomorrow. Remember, USDA at 11 a.m. Central Time will update the WASDE, our World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. If you haven't already received a newsletter from Dave Dickey, you can go and sign up for that at willag.org. You won't get the newsletter, but you'll be able to get them in the future as he sends those out the day before. If you've got the link already, remember, Dave will be updating it as the numbers come out. The numbers, again, are released at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and Dave will be on the air not long after that, talking with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson about those numbers. The WASDE report, WASDE, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, on a Wednesday from willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.